DJW Mobile. Did you get my email?
And everything. I still want to talk to you on the phone. I'll give you a call. What's your schedule like for the rest of the day?
Doing some trading this morning once I get back home. I did all my deliveries just now. Just did my last one. And then this afternoon I have to go to my, I had an aunt pass away last Friday, so I have to go to her reception this afternoon. I think that's, I don't know, sometime after 1 o'clock. I don't know how long that'll take.
Well, I'll send you back an email with my phone number on it. And after you get home, give me a buzz.
Okay, I'll do that. I'll try to do that. Did you see the openings? I think I listed them all out there.
Yeah, I was looking at that list. I was looking at that list and all. And, yeah, I want to just, like I said, I want to talk to you a little bit more about it on the phone or something, but instead of trying to do it over the air. Because usually you and I are both mobile when we're on the radio.
You having a good morning so far?
When they are ready to go out, I'm going to drop it in the post office box, in the mailbox up here by the Publix when I get up that way. Got to go up that way and pick up some things. But got to find me a new coffee grinder. I seem to have burned out the one I had. It quit working on me this morning, and it was smelling hot. So, and that wasn't coffee heating up. So figure out it's shot. But I didn't spend that much with it to start with, so I need to find me a little bit better one. And other than that, just done and get moving along, paying a few bills.
At least got a cup of coffee out of it before it went kaput. That's a bad thing to happen, is have your coffee maker go out, or a link in the chain of coffee making go out in the morning when you need your coffee.
Well, I keep some ground ahead and in an airtight container in the refrigerator, so I had grounds to put in the coffee maker, so I was not the problem there. I was just trying to grind some more, finish grinding up what was left in the bag so I could get it into the container and into the fridge. That way I would have it. So, and it started out all right, and about halfway through the process, it quit. So, and it got an aroma off that was not an aroma of coffee, getting hot, coffee beans. So I shut it down, took a look at it, and it looks like the blades on the inside have just jammed up to a point where nothing will allow me to move them. So, and the motor burned out a little bit, I think. That's what basically did it. But, you know, those things happen. That's what happens with electronic appliances, you know.
Especially ones that are working in a dusty environment, and grinding coffee beans is a dusty environment. That dust gets in there around those bearings, and it's a wonder they last as long as they do, especially as the cheapest you can get them for these days.
True. That is true. I go by a piece of property over here where there's a guy who's got a travel trailer parked on the place. He's also got one of these big containers like they use for shipping stuff. And he's got that parked in front of his, where hiding his trailer behind it. And the guy's living in the trailer. I don't know what he's doing with the container in front of it, but unless he's going to convert it into a house.
Well, you know, I imagine if you go by there often, eventually you will be able to tell what his intent is.
At least two or three times a week as I go out, because I go by that place on my way up to the grocery store and various and sundry things. So, you know, I see it a lot of times, but it doesn't look like he's doing anything in it. The other day at the back end, the doors on it were open, and it looked like he just had a bunch of junk piled in there, so I don't know. But I'll tell you what, I saw a show on TV the other day was showing where they had taken some of those containers and made houses out of them. Man, they did some nice work on those.
Downtown Greenville, it's kind of like a place where you go in to eat food and, you know, just sit and talk to other people and just socialize while you're out there. And it's all made out of containers. It looks like they sandblasted them and they painted them up with really nice, thick paint. And they're all different colors and they're stacked in you know, different angles and on top, and there's stairs going up to the ones up top, and there's little businesses inside each one of them. Have you been down there? You know what I'm talking about? I forget what they call it.
I'll have a chance to look at that as I get probably around Mother's Day weekend, because my barbershop course will be working the Artisphere that weekend, so like we do every year and have been doing for a number of years. It helps keep us going. So, but seeing as I live in Spartanburg over here, I don't get over to Greenville that much, and when I do, it's usually on the outskirts of town. I don't, for some reason, I just don't seem to get into downtown Greenville very much.
We don't go down to Greenville much either. It is kind of nice down there, and it does go through significant changes between the times that we go down there, because sometimes it's, you know, multiple years apart between trips down there, but my daughter was here with the grandkids, and they had gone to a game, and they wanted us to meet them over there to sit at, because they had to go to two separate games, and they wanted us to meet them there in between those separate games. So we went over there, and it was really, really nice. There's a good way to use used package containers, you know, shipping containers, those big ones, like you're talking about. Anyway, Rusty, I'm about to pull in. Looks like something's going on down here. There's an ambulance and a fire truck on at the end of my street, so I'm going to let you go and see if I can figure out what's going on here. But good talking to you. Be safe. W2T, W4DJW.
All right. I'll talk to you later. Hope nothing's happening at your house and also. Anyway, catch you after a while. W4DJW, W2T Mobile.